Hospitals around the Rochester area are seeing double the number of COVID-19 patients than they did at the height of the surge in the springtime. As WXXI's Noel Evans tells us, healthcare officials are taking new measures to free up hospital staff and beds.
Dr. Michael Apostolakis with the University of Rochester Medical Center says URMC is postponing some elective procedures for up to 3 months due to rising COVID-19 case numbers and hospitalizations.
I'd like to ask the community again for their help. They're the ones that can really make a difference here, and they've proven they can do it. They did it in the spring, but I plead with everyone.
At URMC's six hospitals, more than 220 people are receiving inpatient care for COVID-19. At Rochester Regional Health, their five hospitals are also caring for more than 220 people with the disease. Apostolakis says that both systems are sharing the load so that not one ends up overrun. However, Monroe County Public Health Commissioner Dr. Michael Mendoza says that so far, the number of people on ventilators in the ICU remains low. Mendoza says that unlike before, more testing is being done now, and more people are being identified as positive earlier in the course of illness. That, he says, means that they can avoid needing higher levels of care.
Someday when we look back on this time, my hope is that we will conclude that we rose to the occasion. I believe our healthcare workers will, and I believe we all can rise to the occasion as well.
The community testing sites, which have popped up around the county, use rapid testing kits. Mendoza says this puts less of a burden on labs, which are processing other kinds of tests that can take longer to process. But he says the advice remains the same. To flatten this high curve, people need to wear masks, social distance, wash their hands, and stay home when possible.
We're following the numbers and we're following the stories. And I think the stories, frankly, tell it all. That people are tired and people don't want to necessarily take these precautions, but at the end of the day, we have to, because we cannot expect to get through this crisis without a change in our behavior.
Noel Evans, WXXI News.